Yuma, Perek Vav, Mishneh Hey. We're continuing the journey of the Ish Iti going out Hamidbora and taking with him the soil Lazozel. I'll call Sukkah v'Sukkah. Remember that there were a number of Sukkahs for him to rest. Imrim Loi, Hare Mozen v'Hare Mayim. Now remember, it's Yom Kippur. They're offering him food. Now the Yakirei Yerushalayim were only able to be malave him to the first Sukkah because each Sukkah was a mil apart, so it was a Tchum Shabbos. But he was allowed to go, because his din, to bring it out, is a chelik of Avodas HaMikdash, and it's Doicha Shabbos. It's Doicha Tchumim. It's also Doicha, if need be, his Issei Achila of Yom Kippur. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says that nobody ever needed the food. The food with the offer of Harimozin Varimayim was only here, only to create, like the Gemara calls it, the famous Nusach Pas Bisaloi. Umalavin Oisim Isukah L'Sukah, like we said, from each one, can only go to the next one because it was 2,000 amos. Chutz me'achren shabem she'en ma'gir ima l'tzuk, ela oimid mirochoik v'roya es ma'is. Tosfta says over here, Kanira from Rishonim, that the fact that he was there himself was a key of what the Pasuk says, that it has to go out el eretz gzeiro, a desolated place. Not a mokum yushuv, other people are there with him in the middle of this civilization. It had to go to a place of non-civilization. Now let's see in Mishnah Vov what happens further. Meho Yoisa. What did he do? Chodach Loshen Shel Zohiris. The Pashtus that we're talking about, Loshen Shel Zohiris, is the same Loshen Shel Zohiris that we had in Perek Dalet that was tied to the Karen of the Sar Lazoz in order to differentiate between the two. There was Shava B'mara, so when they were still standing next to each other, you had to be Michal to know which one was which. Pashtus is that Loshen Shel Zohiris. He took it off the Karen. He split it into two. Other Rishonim hold that it was a different Loshen Shel Zohiris. What's better, according to the first pshat, is that he didn't have to carry it. It was carried al Karen HaSoyer. Even though Be'etzim, since he had need for it, carrying something derech Karen HaSoyer is Issa of Malachdoi, but it's not the same thing as carrying it out. The Yom Tov is an Issa to carry. So here there was an Issa to carry, unless you'll say he didn't go to Rosh Hashanah. So anyways, it was only the Rabbanon. Could be Mefalpo on the possibilities. In any case, the Loshen Shel Zohiris now he takes. Half of it he ties to a sela, right over there to a rock. Half of it he ties ben shtei karnov. Utchofer l'achayrov. He pushes it backwards. Now he's going to push it down. Remember that the Loshen Shel Zohiris, we spoke out, that the Loshen Shel Zohiris was bederech nes, was supposed to turn white to show the ritzu, the kapora, of miuchatoechem kashonim keshele galbinu. And when Klal Yisrael had a full kapora until the last kufa of the second bayis, that was the norm. The norm was that the kapora of anisem shel Yisrael. So why not put the whole loshen shel zohiris on the sela? So the thing is like this. Mefarshim point out, the Rav brings it from a Gemara, that it could be as soon as he was there with the Sar Lazozel, even before he put it down, even before he pushed it down, Niskapra Vanesem, Bederech Nes, the Loshen Shel Zohiris would turn white. And if it would turn white, he would see it, the Ish Iti would see it, he would be so besimcha to see Bechush Kaporosim Shel Yisrael. Imagine, let's say, just close your eyes for a second, and imagine, let's say, every year by Ni'ilo, as the Olam is knocking Hashem Elikim, Ritzui Pius v'kapora comes down from Shemayim. Imagine if you'd be able to see the Aron Kodesh, the background of the Aron Kodesh. We put up a white kaporis on the Aron Kodesh, white paroches, I mean. But what happens if there's something in the back of it that's color, and all of a sudden it would turn dazzling white? Do you cap what the level of simcha would be? So the Ishiti could forget himself. And now he doesn't even push it down because he thinks the kapora was affected. So Mamela, half of it was on the Sela, and half of it was on the Keren, Ben Karnov. And with that would be the reminder to push it down. Utchofer l'achayv, he pushed it backwards. Of course, the reason why he pushes it backwards is in order that it should tumble down. When you push an animal frontwards, so it's easy enough for the animal to chop its balance. So he pushed it backwards. And I says there was an element of Nes also. Targum Yonison on the Pasuk says Ruach Zikim in Kodem Hashem, that there was a wind that blew him down. It was the Ruach that was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was affecting Kapros and Shal Yisrael. Again, that's this sort carries with him symbolically Avay Nesem Shal Yisrael. Whom is Galgal V'yared, he tumbles over and he falls. V'lehem Agil Chatzi Ahor, before he even got to halfway down the mountain, at Shanase Evarim Evarim, until he would be totally shredded to pieces. And that means that the existence of Chet, of Ra, as a separate entity by Klal Yisrael was destroyed. Klal Yisrael was free from the Yetzirah. Bo Yoshev Lo Itach HaSukah Achrena At Shetechshach, couldn't go back, there was no Heter. The Heter to go was for the Avodas Yom HaKippur. No Heter to go back, so he waited by the Sukah Achrena. Me'em Esai Mitabim Begodim, there's a din that the one who does this Avodah becomes Tomei. Not because he touched something Tomei, but because he's affiliated with this Avodah of putting something away. You have the same, I'm saying that Beloshon Tmiya, because you have the same in Parsha Sav, the Kohen that carries out the Chalokim of, or in Parsha Vayikra, of the certain Karbonis were, the parts of the Karbonis were taken outside Yerushalayim, the ones who carried them out, was Mitameh. Or the ones who carried out the Efer by the Trumas Hadeshen also was Mitame. What's the common denominator between all of them? All of them are Mitame Begodim. Al Kabbalah, the Pasuk over here says, Vam Shalech Sasor Lazozu Yechabez Begodov, which means that he becomes a Rishon Latumo, and it's Mitame Begodov, Rochaz Vasor Mamai. Reb Shimon Oimer, so the Tanna Kamma holds Mishiyotza Chutz L'Chaymitz Yerushalayim. As soon as then he was already engaged in removing the Sor Lazozel from the Mokim HaKdusha, that itself brings upon him the Tumah. Reb Shimon Oimer Mishas Tchiyosel Atzuk. That was only a Hechatimtzi, he had to get out. But the Etzem Avoidah of bringing the Sor Lazozel, Pasuk says, V'amishaleach Es HaSor Lazozel is only defined when he is by the Tchiyah, not when he's in journey.